Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Another long San Francisco drive. The 12th play of this series coming. Purdy. Punts and throws. And it is caught for the touchdown by Jennings.
All right, Adam Amin, Fox Sports, 49ers. Adam. Nice win. Warriors.
Major problem.
Tough loss.
Yeah, tough loss is.
Oh, you lost back to Friday.
Hell yeah. Shout out Ice Cube.
Oh.
Hi, what's up, baby?
Not much.
Yeah. I knocked off the number one seed our Station Fantasy Football League, Ken Littrell. I'm feeling good, Steiny.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
We believe.
Yeah. So four teams left in our fantasy league?
Yes, sir. Dibs lost. Damn, Dibs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, boy, the Niners continue to take care of business, Goo. They win 37-24 against the Titans. Offense looked really good. Defense was fine.
Yeah.
They won the game. That's all that matters.
No doubt. And you talked about the offense. They scored four of the first five drives, four touchdowns, one field goal. And, Stoney, my biggest thing about the Niners in this game was the passing game and Ricky Pearsall. And for him to get hurt early, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is just – you got to be kidding me. Especially after the – I don't know if you want to call it news with Ayuk, but the finality of that thing coming to an end. And Ricky Pearsall shows up, six receptions, 96 yards, a long 38-yarder, seven targets. I think he only missed one. So, I mean, they handled business, and now it's about this team enduring what it's had. They're 10-4. Stoney, do I dare say they're sitting pretty? And I know it's going to be about yesterday. You played the hapless Tennessee Titans. They never were in that game. But the bottom line is I like what I saw, the connection from Brock Purdy to Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, who, oh, by the way, Stoney added two touchdowns. And the Niners didn't punt.
No, they scored first five possessions. Yeah. So they were in control of that game throughout. And now comes the three-game stretch we were talking about with the 49ers.
Monday night.
They got the Colts coming up. They got the Bears coming up. And they got the Seahawks coming up. So see if they can continue this. If they can continue this stretch. On the other side of the coin, we had the Warriors last night, Goo, and over the weekend, not a good weekend for the Warriors, you're right.
Wow.
But,
man,
last night, it just, when Steph Curry plays like that and you don't win, it just opens up a can of worms.
Right.
And it just, it didn't look great last night. They couldn't stop anybody.
They had a lead in the fourth of 10 points.
Yeah.
What did you say at the five-minute mark? They are up what, five? Or 2 minutes, what was it? You had it in the green room.
Yeah, they had a five-point lead, I think, with 2 minutes to go.
So what happened to all this pedigree? And then Will, like, I don't know if I'm more excited. I saw Paul Lubman and the guys, the Morning Joes, put up Stoney. Are you more excited for the Niner win and where they're headed, or are you more disappointed in where the Warriors are at? And I don't want to be negative this morning, but I'm telling you, they are 13-14. I got to put this up there with Steve Kerr's worst coaching season in his career, because nothing's making sense. And it seems like they're just having tryouts. And the tragedy in all this early is that a 37-year-old is playing at an MVP caliber. You guys could laugh, scoff at that. Steph needs help. And Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry. You know, I kind of called you out because you're getting a double nickel, you're getting paid, and you're just at a pedestrian-like level. This team needs more. I think you're capable of it, but Stoney, I might give you the win. You said, Goo, is there a scenario in your mind where this Warrior team could be relatively healthy and not make the playoffs? I said you need to see somebody with a white trench coat. You need to talk to somebody because you need help. And I'm starting to get nervous and scared that you might be on to something.
I don't, you know, I think that there's two schools of thought on this team. One is that they're underachieving. They're 13-14, and that's what Steve Kerr thinks. There's another school of thought that thinks this might be who they are, a 40-44, 45 win team. And they don't seem to be finding many answers. They don't seem to have multiple players who can be called upon consistently game after game. Steph's out there doing everything he can, and he can't do it by himself.
Right?
I mean, he just can't. And so now you got to figure out where we're at. I mean, to me, this season has been... it's been up and down, but the biggest issue to me with this team have been the big three. And obviously, Steph has been terrific when he's played.
So it's two of the big three.
Well, unfortunately...
to me.
Unfortunately, I have to put Steph in that group because he's missed a third of the games.
Okay, but that's something that can be fixed if
you know. But my point is, yeah, is together...
I have no quorum with him.
My point is that together... the big three hasn't been good enough. And as far as Steph is concerned, he's been terrific, but you get hurt when he misses nine games. And so, you know, Curry's been great in two out of the three times he's played this year. Butler has been ordinary. And I think the rat on the table is starting to become Draymond Green.
I mean, eight turnovers last night on your first game back. And then the worst part about it is he has the ball, and we've lived this movie before, but offensively, yeah, you put up some numbers last night, Dre. I'm not mad offensively. But for you to have the ball in your hands as much as you have it and not be a threat and then turn it over eight times, and why does it feel like to me every time he turns a ball over, it's somebody else's fault in a Warrior uniform? So I'm getting like that's coming to a head for me. But to lose to a Minnesota team without their best player Friday, add another chapter to that book, and then lose. Stoney, Portland's hapless when they play anybody, not name the Warriors. But I wanted, you said, hey, this team's going to get practice. They're going to do all this, not just you. The schedule's going to subside and this and that. And Will Richard, like what analytics went into the... it's not even about Richard. What analytics went into you deeming him not playable? And you still get these results. So think about that. This rookie starting for you, not messing you up, but whatever you go to the lab with his coaches and his staff computes, Will Richard won't play. Like, what are we doing? What questions are we asking? I'm just thinking about what went into Will Richard being somebody deemed unplayable. Like, make that make sense. And then they're not winning the games, partner. You're losing the games.
I think that as it relates...
what's going on? Like, truly, what is really going... and we're having tryouts. We are having tryouts 30 games in. That's what it feels like. And Jimmy Butler is just cruising and nobody's calling him out.
I mean, as for Will Richard, he didn't play over the weekend. The only thing I can think of is something that we've talked about forever and a day, and that is when push comes to shove, Steve Kerr tends to lean toward guys with experience. And Will Richard is a rookie, and that's the only thing I got for you.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I got for you.
What if that worked? I guess I'm feeling some type of way of, I guess him being a rookie makes it easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's not a high pick. He's not.
But what does that say about your decision for him to be a starter for so much of this season is what I'm throwing. Like, so that journey's over?
Well, I mean,
like, he wasn't bad.
Right, but he wasn't good. He's fine, but
and that's the theme of this season for the Warriors. Yeah, Steph deserves so much better, man.
Yeah, everybody on the team's fine, and they're fine on their way to 13 and 14. Like, they don't have enough impact players. It's really that simple.
Wow.
Jimmy Butler.
Then you're saying a whole lot more, Steiny.
Well, Jimmy Butler has lost his impact.
Wow.
Or a portion of his impact.
Man.
There's no doubt about it. And Draymond Green is slipping before our eyes.
No doubt. And nobody will tell him.
You know, I got a stat about Draymond that's unbelievable.
Is it really outstanding? Is it going to floor me?
I think it's pretty indicting, but I'll give it to you on the other side. But
Niners won.
They did.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors trending downward.
Oh my gosh.
49ers 10-4 and another win or two gets them into the playoffs. So they're sitting pretty. The Warriors, on the other hand, are 13-14. 888-957-9570. We can talk about it all. I mean, look, we got a team trending up and a team trending down. It's really that simple. It's also a Monster Monday, which is always presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And that segment was also brought to you by Alameda County.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Right down Broadway goes up, bounce pass to Melton. Poe goes into a three, it's going to be no good. And the rebound, knocked away from Sissoko by Draymond. Pajemski to Curry, steps to his left, and buries a three above the break. Everybody stunned watching this. Warrior fans celebrating here in Portland. Warriors up 2, 129 to 127. Curry putting on a show. He's got 48 points.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call last night from Portland. And, yeah, that would be Curry's last points of the game. And that's the other thing that
missed a layup, Steiny, and a turnover. Man.
Yeah, but that's the other thing that happens is you have a guy playing so well all game long, and then he's got a couple plays down the stretch, and he doesn't make them. And, you know, the guy who, you know, misses a little chippy and then turns it over is the guy who played, you know, 90% of the game at the highest level of anybody on the floor.
But his back had to be, I imagine, hurt.
So he you know, he was terrific. Yeah. Had a couple cracks at it late. But, yeah, the Warriors got beat by Portland third time this year, Goo. And it does feel like last night's game was a real downer.
Yeah.
For Warrior fans, because they don't lose many games like that when Steph plays like he did.
Right. And a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And the pedigree that we all talk about and I'm hanging on to. But all I have for you Warrior fans right now and yourself, Steiny, as far as what can change without a move is Jimmy Butler doing more. I'm not going to get that offensively from Draymond. And, you know, just watching him turn the ball over in the fashion that he did yesterday is just mind-blowing. And he took on it saying, you know, I'm too old to be doing this S. But the bottom line is, other than Jimmy Butler doing what you're telling me he may not be capable of or may not want to, this is just a Rubik's Cube of the same guys. Yeah, you might be using them different. But, man, I'm losing confidence by the day in what Kerr's trying to do. I just am, Steiny.
Yeah, and I'm not going to blame Kerr for the way Jimmy Butler's playing or the way Draymond Green's playing, because those two guys haven't played at a high enough level. I mean, I'm looking at this. This is, to me, this is an incredible stat about Draymond Green. So there's 30 teams in the league, and Draymond Green has committed the 16th most turnovers of any player in the league. All right, he's averaging 3.2 turnovers per game. But there's nobody who averages that many turnovers per game who scores as few points as Draymond Green. He averages 8 points a game, and he's averaging 3.2 assists. I'm sorry, turnovers.
All right.
So everybody that averages more than three turnovers a game is somebody that's making up for it by doing other stuff. Like, you know, Doncic, Harden, Cunningham, Giddey, Brown, Avdija, Booker, George, Jokic, Sengun, Reeves, Johnson, Mitchell, Westbrook. Even Russell Westbrook's averaging 14 a game. So you can't have a guy who not only doesn't score, but he's your leading turnover guy. Your leading turnover guy has to be a guy who is producing points.
But don't you think the Warriors know this? And that's a fact. Like, I don't expect anything to change.
When you have a guy who scores 8 points, has slipped defensively, and commits 8 turnovers, you're going to lose more games.
Oh, man.
That's Draymond Green right now. That's the game he had last night. He doesn't usually have those kind of nights. But when he does, you can't overcome him. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warriors. We'll get into some Niners, obviously, today. But it just feels like that loss last night was more than just a loss. This is Steve Kerr afterwards about just not being able to close out games.
When you make 24 threes, Steph makes 12 of them, you should win the game. And obviously, couldn't stop them. They made 20 threes themselves. And, I mean, it was a great game. It was a wild game. We're just not closing games. I think we're 5-9 now in clutch games. We're not closing close games down the stretch, and we've got to find a way to do that.
All right. And then Steve Kerr took a look at his own coaching in the wake of that loss.
So we got to find a way to connect the game. That's my job. I'm not doing my job well this year. We're 13-14. We have enough talent to be much better. We're losing all these close games. So I got to find a way to help these guys.
All right. So Steve Kerr said he's not doing a good job this year.
I appreciate him. And I will say one thing that we can't blame Steve Kerr for, and it's happened and been apparent all season long, Stoney, it's the point of attack defense. It is pretty much the Warrior. It's non-existent. There is no resistance. And I'm looking at Avdija, Sharp, and who else? Jeremy Grant. And then I'm watching Minnesota without Ant. Like, we are getting killed on point of attack defense. So you said it earlier, or you alluded to it. You are who you are, athletically, DNA, and that's not a Steve Kerr problem. But I just like, man, Stoney, I didn't have this team losing – both games over the weekend, especially starting Friday without, Minnesota's best player.
Let's go to Phil. Phil's in San Francisco. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, you guys. I watched that whole game. Just crazy stuff happening there. Some is inexplicable, you know, and I just wanted to see if you guys can explain it, you know, how Curry can, you know, just completely go off to the point where, all right, you know, he's taking him on his shoulders, you know, let's finish it. And then in that final minute, he misses that layup. And I'm not saying, I mean, that you know, Curry blew it or anything, but how does that happen after you score 48 points and by such great difficulty of levels, you know, of the shots that he was making at times. And then something like that happens, and that ends up being the difference. That would have tied the game and at least kept them in contention to win it in the final seconds. And then turning the ball over right after that happened.
Yep.
It's just such a gut punch to me as a longtime fan and watching Curry over the years for as long as I have. It's just hard to explain something like that, you know, happening at that point, you know, and why is that? Is it team chemistry? Is it Kerr's not playing the right players at the right time? What is it, you guys? I mean, do you have some sort of legitimate explanation for how the Warriors are losing games like this? And to add insult to injury, kind of, I was starting to appreciate the fact that they were playing great defense over a good stretch of games, and then they wind up giving up 134 points last night.
120 in back-to-back games.
Hey, Phil, I mean...
Anyway.
And that's what kind of makes it difficult is, you know, Steph missed a little peeper and then turned it over, but... As for his miss, that layup miss, I think he just got caught between, am I going to bank it or am I going to go without the board?
Yeah.
And it was right in between and it kind of spilled off and Butler got a rebound. He missed.
This has happened though.
He missed another tip and then Avdija got the rebound and ended up getting fouled.
Yeah. And then Steph came down, got trapped, turned it over, trying to get it to Dre. But I feel that caller's pain, but I guess I would tell the caller, look out yonder. It's not just misses happen, and I'm not exonerating the chef. We know he wants that shot back, but you're not in that game, nor do you have a lead without him making his 12 three-pointers. But the bottom line is, why did a 10-point lead evaporate? I mean, then if we condense it, Steiner, you had a lead with 2 minutes left, and you still didn't execute. So my question to you is, why is this team not executing? Is it too Steph dependent?
I mean, they scored 130 something. So I think last night to me was a defensive issue and a size issue and an athleticism issue, like we've seen a lot this year. And you know, if we're going to talk about Draymond Green, we can mention two things. One is, yeah, it's unfair that he's got to play a lot of center and play guys bigger than him. But it's also true he's not doing it nearly as well as he has in the past.
Yeah.
And he's still a pretty good defensive player, no doubt about it. But just that little drop off and then not being buttoned up on offense, those are the kind of things that get you beat.
Yeah, and I know some people are high and some people don't like plus minus, but this is where I just think it's perfect. You know, if I asked you right now, Stoney, if you do not know who was the worst player as far as plus minus on the Warriors, I think you kind of know where I'm going, but it was Draymond minus 12.
All right.
So it felt like that, you know? So
shocked you talking to me.
Yeah, I am. Stoney, I'm down. I'm back down, man. I don't know what to do. Kerr's calling himself out, but I just feel like at this point, the coach of all people should have a pulse and a read on what he's working with and who this team is. And for you to start Moses Moody, and I'm not saying this is why you lost, and he plays 23 minutes, and Pods plays 33. Start Pods, because that tells me at the end of the day you thought he was giving you more value. Why wouldn't Pods start if he's going to play 10 more minutes than the guy you start? So I don't know if he tried to jumpstart Moody by starting him, and I'm not telling you Moody was bad, but I'm just telling you, Stoney, this is a fact. The Warriors... 23.7, they take twos a game. I know it's three or die, but they're a one-trick pony offensively. And if Steph's not on, which he's been on, that doesn't guarantee you a win this year. And we just have no counterpunches to where we can give the ball to guys and score outside of Jimmy, who got to the free throw line 11 times, made him 10. So he's 3 of 11. Do the math. He really had 16 or 17 shots, but... I don't know where the answer is, partner. I just don't, man. But I am concerned because we can't stop a nosebleed. But what about the defensive metrics for the 4 or 5 games when the OGs were out? The defense was there. But I can't pour my drink and say, what can I do with that? That's not reality. to say or insinuate something was better without the other guys. Because I know, not named Steph.
I just...
But
I,
the feet move better.
Exactly. I mean, that's...
The hands are in the lane, passing lanes. I just... What do I do with that? Because that's not a react. It's not something that is, you know, like, it's something you're not going to or can't explore. But I'm seeing some guys, Jimmy Butler is not earning that 55 M's, man. He's just not. I think it's fair to say that.
This is Steve Kerr talking about figuring Butler out.
Yeah, I got to find a way to get him more into the groove of the game. You know, 11 shots. I mean, I don't know. I don't really consider, you know, Jimmy's game to be dependent on how many shots he gets. But we do need his scoring. Yeah. We do need his playmaking. I thought we did a better job last year of putting in position to attack and create shots for people. We need to get back to that type of control of the game where, you know, we're going to him in the half court, especially when Steph's out. Going to him in the half court, taking care of the ball, turning the other team over, controlling the game, and we're not there. We've had a few moments during the season, you know, but we're not able to consistently put the ball in Jimmy's hands and let him control games like we did at the end of last year.
Evan, you real quick, Sonny, you have the beginning of that question, don't you?
As far as Jimmy goes, what are you seeing from him right now?
Well.
Give it to me one more time.
As far as Jimmy goes, what are you seeing from him right now?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Well,
that sums it up. Like I appreciate that. We cannot run from the rat on the table brought to you by ACCO Pest Control. With the way that this team is constructed, we need more Jimmy. Good luck
you
with that.
You should have thought about it when you... extended a guy who is as old as he is.
So you think that's what's keeping them from being a little more frisky?
To me, when you ask, what's the biggest reason that the Warriors are 13-14?
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I have to come to the three old guys. Wow. I just do. They're
outside of Steph's availability. I'm trying to get him out of that. But to you, you can't.
I'm just saying. Butler and Draymond have underperformed, and Curry has been Curry in 18 of 27 games. So there's 9 without Curry, and when Curry doesn't play and those other guys aren't playing up to their level, like, I get it. We're frustrated with Pods up and down, Kuminga in and out. We're frustrated with Moody's hot streaks and cold streaks, and Buddy Hield too. But this team, this team is built on Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. And two of those three guys have not been as positively impactful as they were last year and in years prior.
And hey, you're laying it out. I wholeheartedly agree. But why I'm in Disappointment City, shout out Thrive City, is I thought Jimmy Butler coming to town set us up for the best Geico, that if something were to happen with the chef, Michael Jackson, we would still be in Allstate. Good hands. But we're not.
Well, we're also seeing firsthand, game in and game out, the difference between youth and age, the difference between athleticism and declining, you know, athleticism, and just plain old height. They are so freaking small, it's not even funny.
But let's do this. We got to go upstairs with that then. That's on Mike D and Joe Lacob.
Okay. Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around. Mm. Plenty of blame to go around. And you know, it's certainly fair to question whether the strategy of building around this old core was the right move. And if it's starting to look like it's not the right move, what do you do? I don't know.
I think the question is, what can you do?
Well, and the bad news is that today,
I owe a dollar because I'm about to say it.
Well, the bad news is today is 90% of the league can be traded, but Jonathan Kuminga can't be till January 15th. So, like, that bothers me a little bit if I were a Warrior fan, that other teams may get a month of a head start on trying to make moves, but the one guy that you have who you can move, you can't right now.
And here I go. I owe a dollar, and I'll pay it, Donnie, the Kuminga jar. You're not good enough to just have him be a bump on a pickle. And I was wrong, and I thought we'd see him Friday night. We didn't see him. But 6'8", 225 or so, and we're talking about this team being short and its lack of size and athleticism. I mean, I just don't get where everybody is signed up. Like, I hope this experiment of him being an exile is short-lived. You have, even on a bad day, partner, you have to see on any given night if he's got it or not. I'm flabbergasted that they think they're good enough to try to win said games with him just being a zero. Maybe you could have did that in years past, not now. That's just my two cents, and I was wrong. I thought he was going to play Friday.
I mean, unfortunately, when a guy gets in the doghouse, you called Kuminga a zero. You're right, but I think Steve Kerr's like, well, hey, at least he wasn't a negative.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what Steve Kerr would say. Yeah. But obviously, Steve Kerr's on a lot of people's mind, and a lot of people today –
he's owning up to two.
It might be time.
Yeah, he's owning up to it, too.
But what does that mean? Time for what? Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Coach.
By the way, Coach in Vallejo.
What happened? What I missed?
With one of the great lines of the weekend.
What did I miss?
He called into
Evan
and Devone, and they were talking about the Kuminga swear jar. Yeah. Anytime you use, take Kuminga's name, you got to put money in.
Notice there's a few more dollars in there.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And
what we got?
Coach calls in and goes, where's the pods jar?
Oh,
pods is the one.
The coach.
What's up, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? And once again, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Coach, I'm down. I'm going to be real before you go. I'm down, man. Warriors got me down. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's the thing. You know, when I was watching Jimmy flailing away trying to get a rebound and those guys were playing volleyball over his head, you know, you can coach an athlete to be smarter. But you can't coach a smart guy to be more athletic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, Goo, Kuminga, I mean, if he is out there just tipping the ball out,
yes,
or grabbing a rebound, that would have helped, okay? But, you know, Kerr, he doesn't even allow for that. Now, you know, I hate to bring pause into it because I kind of vow to myself I get on this case a little bit too much. But, Steiny, when you talk about the big three, I go the other way. I look at the guys who plays the most minutes.
All right.
And in the last 2.5 years running, Pods is in the top 3 minutes on the Warriors. Okay? Now, last night looks like he had a good game. He had 12 points. But guess what? He played 32 minutes, had 11 at halftime. He had 1 point in the second half. Okay?
Mm.
That's telling me that Portland say, hey, you know, this guy's shooting pretty good tonight. Let's don't let him shoot anymore. And they took him completely out the game, and we know he can't stop anyone on defense. Lastly, I want to say is Steve Kerr is Norman Dale of the Hoosiers, in the movie Hoosiers. He's that old school, pass the ball around 5 times. Don't you dare go off on your own and try to,
man,
you know, get your points. And that's why he doesn't like Kuminga, Goo, because Kuminga might look at a matchup and say, hey, I could take this guy. And you know what? A guy like Kuminga can make 3 or 4 errors, but he can make up for it. Draymond can make 8 errors, but he cannot make up for it on the offensive end.
Wow.
That's the difference. So I want you guys to ponder that
a little bit,
and I'll be listening.
Yes, Coach, sure. So, you know, there's a lot of frustration with Steve Kerr right now. Well, but what do you do?
okay? There's nothing you can really do because Kerr's a made man. That my brother and I were talking about it. The smart thing would be is for Steve Kerr to drop out himself and say, hey, you know what? This has worn on me. I won my four championships. I'm turning it over to Stotts or Stackhouse or someone, and he could go out a hero. But I tell you what's going to happen when Kuminga do get back in the lineup, whatever it be, he's going to get the loudest ovation at the arena. Okay?
All right.
Because fans love, they love Kuminga. They love Kuminga. And Kerr, for some reason, out of spite, not to admit that he's wrong, he will not play this young man. And what about Will Richard? How come this poor guy isn't playing anymore?
Man. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, good call, man. Let it out. That's what we're here for, man.
Again.
And Kerr's calling himself out. As I know you're like, oh, goo, what does that mean? It's lip service. But I am truly, like, Steiny, I started this 3 weeks ago when you guys were telling me and Kerr was banging the drum of the schedule. And I thought that was odd. Then the practice. And I thought that was a bit odd, and it's the league, and, you know, it is what it is. And here we are, and I feel like he has no – we're not closer to getting clarity on what this team is, the rotations, than when we first set out sail. And now you're telling me Kuminga's not even – like, that's – you could say what you want. I'm not saying if he played, the games would be different. But you're not good enough. You're not athletic enough. You're not tall enough. And to say Jonathan Kuminga's not playing – that's just...
I mean, the bottom line is, to me, is it Steve Kerr's fault that the Warriors don't have a rotation, or is it the player's fault because nobody's consistent enough for him to lock any player in to the rotation? And again, as we talk about Steve Kerr, you know, everybody thinks, I'll say, you love Steve Kerr. No, I don't have a strong opinion of Steve Kerr right now. And I see a lot of people saying he should go. Okay, you're going to fire him right now. Or even if he steps down right now, you still have three old guys on this team that were here to be coached by Kerr.
Yeah, I'm not
like
saying
he wouldn't be the coach if we wouldn't be valuing the Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler thing. That's who Steve Kerr is. That's who he's gonna lean toward. And if he goes, well, then that's gonna have an effect on the veteran players and where they think they're going and where they want to be. Yeah,
and I know we're up against it. He's not going anywhere. That's unrealistic this season. But my biggest problem with the Warriors is Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Those are my two biggest problems.
Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't know it would be like this soon.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.